When I was a teenager, I got injured all the time. Mostly because I played a lot of sports, but also because I was a typical teenage boy. I did a lot of very dangerous and very dumb things. My parents got angry at me all the time because I had so many accidents and broke so many bones. I broke 9 different bones in high school, but luckily I haven't broken a bone since I was 17, knock on wood. The story of my stupidest injury actually involves 2 really stupid injuries. When I was 15, my best friend George decided to skateboard down the biggest hill in town. I thought he was crazy, but George said he could do it. He started off okay, but as he went down the hill, he got faster and faster and faster, until finally he fell off the board and went sliding down the street. It's a good thing he was wearing a helmet because he hit his head several times very hard. He had cuts and grazes all over his arms, and one of his legs was so badly hurt he thought it might be broken. He went to hospital and they told him his leg wasn't broken, but his ankle was so swollen he had to use crutches for a week. Also, he got 5 stitches for a really bad cut on his arm, which he still has a scar from to this day. Anyway, the next day, when George came to school with his crutches, me and my friends all thought it was really funny. So we took turns using his crutches. I decided it was a good idea to go down a set of stairs with his crutches. It was not a good idea. I slipped at the top of the stairs and I fell all the way down, and at the very bottom I landed on my leg and I heard a horrible crack. I knew immediately that I broke my leg. I had broken other bones before, but this hurt so much worse, and I also had bruises all over my body from falling down the stairs. It hurt so much that I didn't even feel embarrassed about falling down the stairs. Even though I fell in front of a large group of girls from the year above me. My teacher, Miss Brown, took one look at my leg and knew I had to go to hospital. She drove me there, and the doctor gave me an x-ray and put my leg in a cast, which I hated because it was so itchy. When the doctor heard how I broke my leg, he thought it was pretty funny, but my mum didn't. Anyway, the next day I came to school with my own crutches, so me and George had matching crutches for a while. We even called ourselves the Crutch Crew. Still, I had to use them for a lot longer than he did because my leg was broken, he just had a swollen ankle.